弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，让我们再一次的在安息日聚集来敬拜神。
And so thanks to the grace of God that we can gather together on the Sabbath day to worship God.
我们在安息日的时候来领受主耶稣的祝福享受主里的安息。
And so on this holy Sabbath day, we are able to enjoy the promises and the blessings of God.
所以我们安息日的时候，我们可以听道理，我们可以跟弟兄姐妹团契。
And so on Sabbath days, we are able to hear the word of God and have fellowship with other brothers and sisters.
那另外，我们在安息日的时候，我们从圣经里面会看到主耶稣对我们每一位信徒的托付。
And so also on the Sabbath day, we can see the commission that Jesus entrusted to all of us.
就是主耶稣要我们传讲他的信息。
And that is, we ought to proclaim the message of God.
我们现在在读马可福音第十六章。
And so, now we are studying Mark chapter 16.
今天我们就完成了马可福音。
And so today's Bible reading will conclude the book of Mark.
我们从第一章一直读到第十六章，马可福音结束的时候，他给我们一个信息。
And so when we read through the book of Mark from chapters 1 all the way through 16, it gives us a message.
一开始耶稣基督降生，福音开始。
In the beginning was the beginning of the gospel when Jesus Christ came to this earth.
到最后16章的20节，门徒出去到处宣传福音。
And then it concludes with Mark chapter 16 verse 20, and they went out and preached everywhere.
结果主就和他们同工，用神迹随着证实所传的道。Amen.
The Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen.
所以我们看这个福音书，它以福音开头，以福音结束。
And so we see for this gospel, it begins with the gospel and it ends with the gospel.
那这个差别就是一开始耶稣基督来设立福音。
And so the difference is in the very beginning, Jesus Christ came down and established the gospel.
那最后他把这个工作交给他的门徒。
And then in the end, he passed this commission on to his disciples.
门徒就照着主的吩咐出去宣传福音。
And so his apostles, following his commission commands, went out and preached everywhere.
结果主就和他们同工。
And so the Lord worked with them.
他们就经历了主耶稣的应许，神迹奇事随着。
And so they experienced that the signs and miracles of God accompanied them.
来证实他们所传的道理。
It is confirming the work that they do.
所以我们最后看到的是神迹和信息。
And so in the end, what we see is the word and the signs.
也就是说，当门徒照着主的吩咐去传讲福音的时候。
So, which is to say that when the apostles did according to what Jesus had commanded them,
必有神迹随着。
That there were accompanying signs.
他们也经历了主跟他们同在的这个恩典。
They felt the blessings and the grace of God following with them.
所以他们做的工不是他们自己的工。
And so the work they did was not their own.
而是神要他们做的工。
But rather it is the work that God desired they do.
所以我们今天早上呢，来从出去宣传来传扬来谈怎么样来执行主耶稣的托付。
And so this morning we would like to share about go and tell to fulfill the commission of Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们在读马可福音十六章的时候。
Because as we read Mark chapter 16,
我们发现其实当时候的门徒他们的信心还是不足的。
We see that the faith of the apostles was still inadequate.
其实他们很多圣经特别在这个经文当中第十六章很多次的提到他们不信。
And throughout all the chapters, including Mark chapter 16, it still talks that they had some unbelief.
也就是说，他们信心还是不足。
Which is to say that their faith was not adequate.
但是主耶稣已经告诉他们说要出去传。
But Jesus says you must go out and preach the gospel.
所以传福音本身，其实我们会发现我们的信心通常都是还是不足够的。
And so oftentimes when we see as we go out to preach, we are still lacking in faith.
但是主耶稣的托付已经给我们了。
But the commission of Lord Jesus Christ is already given to us.
因为这是一个事实，我们要去讲。
And because this is a reality, we have to go speak it.
那所以在门徒还没有完全明白的时候，主耶稣就跟他们说要出去传。
And so even before the apostles fully understood the gospel, Jesus says you must go into all the world and preach.
所以今天我们听到福音之后,
and so today when we hear the gospel,
其实我们不见得完全明白这个福音到底怎么一回事。
We might not fully comprehend the full depth of the gospel.
也就是说福音整个内容本身它实际上是神的奥秘。
Which is to say that the entire content of the gospel is the mystery of God.
这需要花时间，这需要圣灵同工来带领我们。
This requires much time to study, and it also requires the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
这是一辈子的学习的功夫。
And this is a lifelong lesson.
但是在我们还不是完全明白的时候，我们就需要出去传。
But even before we can fully understand it, we still need to go out and preach.
那当我们出去传的时候，我们就经历主同工所带来的效果。
And as we go out to preach, we will feel the abidance of God and His accompanying signs.
所以我们对主的信心会因着我们出去传而渐渐增加。
And so we have to have our faith will gradually increase as we go out to preach.
所以我们看到圣经里面的记录，我们就看到我们的责任。
When we see the records of the Bible, we see our responsibility.
我们也看到了主耶稣他要我们信心增长的方法。
We see how Jesus wants us to grow in our faith.
因为今天我们在这个信仰里面很重要就是要有信心。
Because in this journey of faith, the most important thing is still faith.
如果有信心很多事情就会实现。
If we have faith, many things will manifest itself.
但是要怎么样有信心？
But how do we have faith?
我们看主耶稣的吩咐就知道我们去传才会有信心的。
And so if we see the commission of Lord Jesus Christ, we see that if we preach, then we will have more faith.
我们先来看第十六章一开头的时候。
If we see the very beginning of Mark chapter 16,
这是主耶稣被埋葬了以后。
This is after Lord Jesus Christ was buried.
安息日过了七日的早上。
And so now when the Sabbath was passed,
就是黎明的时候。太阳刚出来的时候。
And so this is when sunrise.
你看这个时候特别说抹大拉的玛利亚、雅各的母亲玛利亚跟撒罗米，他们买了香膏要去膏耶稣的身体。
And here we records Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices that they may come and anoint him.
因为他们之前没有机会膏耶稣。
Because in the past they did not have an opportunity to anoint Jesus.
在主耶稣被钉十字架之前，只有一位妇女有机会，那就是玛利亚，马大的妹妹玛利亚。
And so there was only one, before Jesus was crucified, there was only one person who had the opportunity to anoint Jesus, which is Mary, the sister of Martha.
那她把她极贵的香膏倒在耶稣的身上。
And so she took her precious ointment and poured it on the feet of Jesus Christ.
那事实上是因为圣灵的感动。
And of course, this is the movement of the Holy Spirit.
但是其他的妇女，她们即使想要膏耶稣他们都没机会了。
And so, but other women also wanted to anoint Jesus, but they were not given this opportunity.
因为他们买了香膏到坟墓去的时候，发现主耶稣的身体已经不在了。
Because when they brought the spices and went to the tomb of Jesus, they found out that the body was no longer there.
他们事实上是你看都已经约好的，他们七日的早上的时候，安息日过了之后就要去了。
Because they had already prearranged this time that it was on after the Sabbath was passed.
你看七日之前那个就是安息日，安息日他们不可能去买东西的。
And so it was before Sunday, so they could not have used time on the Sabbath to buy spices.
所以第一节特别说他们买香膏要去膏耶稣。
And so in the very first verse it says that they bought spices.
表示他们本来就是有准备。
Which means that they had already arranged for.
但是他们并没有机会。
But they never had the opportunity.
他们等到来到坟墓的时候。
And when they came to the tomb,
他们当时候有一个问题。
They had a question.
第三节说。
Verse 3.
谁给我们把石头从墓门滚开呢？
Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?
因为那个石头原来很大。
Because that stone was large.
按照这几个妇人的力量是不可能把石头滚开的。
According to these three women, they do not have enough strength to move away the stone.
这是他们当时候要去告耶稣，其实要遇到第一个困难就是墓口被石头挡住。
before they could anoint the Jesus, the one first barrier they had to overcome was they had to remove the stone.
他们这样想的时候，
and as they were thinking this,
第四节说，他们抬头一看，却见石头已经滚开了。
Verse 4, but when they looked up, they saw the stone had been rolled away.
第五节，他们就进坟墓。
And verse 5, they entered the tomb.
就看到一个少年人坐在右边，穿着白袍，就甚惊恐。
And so they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed.
那这个少年人就跟他们说不要惊恐。
And then this young man told them, do not be alarmed.
他说你们寻找那钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣，他已经复活了，不在这里，请看安放他的地方。
It says, you seek Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him.
我们如果看圣经的这一段记录，
And so when we look at this record,
为什么这些妇人他们会很惊恐？
Why is it that these women were alarmed?
他们的惊恐是真的是很明显的，因为这个少年人其实就是天使，就跟他们说你不要害怕。
And their alarm, that the fact that they were alarmed was so obvious that the young man who is an angel could see through and told them do not be alarmed.
因为这个少年人跟他们说耶稣已经复活了，不在这里了。
And the young man told them that Jesus has already risen. He is not here.
你看，在这里我们看到惊恐的原因，就是因为他们没有办法相信耶稣之前所说过的话。
And so they are alarmed because they did not believe, they did not fully believe the words spoken by Jesus before.
主耶稣在被钉十字架之前，他就多次的向门徒预告。
And before Jesus was crucified on the cross, he gave his apostles many warnings.
他就跟门徒一再的说，他会被抓，他会被审判，他会最后被钉十字架。
He told his disciples that he would be captured, he would be judged, and then he would be crucified.
但是显然主耶稣他所讲的话，当时候许多的门徒，包括使徒，他们都没办法完全相信的。
And so at that time, even though Jesus said so many things, many of the disciples, even the apostles, could not believe it.
我们读马可福音的时候，我们看到主耶稣至少三次跟门徒这样子预告的。
And as we read through the book of Mark, there are at least three times where Jesus warned his disciples.
我们来看马可福音第八章。
We look at Mark chapter 8.
马可福音第八章。
Mark chapter 8.
第八章第八章我们如果看第三十一节。
If we look at Mark chapter 8, verse 31.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
从此他教训他们说，人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。
31, and he began to teach them about the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again.
这是当门徒他们特别是彼得他能够认识耶稣是基督这个事实之后，主耶稣接着所讲的话。
And so these are the words spoken by Jesus after Peter acknowledged that Jesus was the Christ.
因为第八章的二十九节主耶稣问他们说：“你们说我是谁？”彼得就说：“你是基督。”
And so Mark chapter 8 verse 29, Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter answered and said to him, "You are the Christ."
然后主耶稣接着就说：“他会被害，他会被杀，但是三天之后要复活。”
And so then following this, Jesus warns them that he would be killed, and after 3 days he would rise again.
那时候彼得就接着说：“主啊，你不可以这样子。”
And at that time Jesus says, "You shall never." Felt that this should not be.
但是主耶稣，你看他接着告诉门徒说，你们要舍己，要背十字架跟从我。
And so, Jesus tells them that verse 34 that says, "You must pick up your cross and follow me."
你们要舍己，你要舍弃自己。
You have to deny yourself.
然后要背十字架来跟从我。
And then take up your cross and follow me.
那主耶稣的信息其实已经在预告门徒他们。为了跟从主会受到的苦难。
And so Jesus' message is that he would suffer much harm.
那这个苦难甚至是要到愿意牺牲生命的。
And this harm that they would suffer is to the point where they have to deny themselves.
第三十五节说，因为凡救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我和福音丧掉生命的必救了生命。
Verse 35, for whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it.
这是主耶稣 他对门徒的提醒。
This is the reminder of Lord Jesus Christ to his disciples.
他被杀，但是他会复活。
That he would be killed, but he would resurrect.
也就是说，他要把生命重新得回来。
Which is to say that he would gain his life back.
今天要跟从耶稣的人。
And so today, those who want to follow after Jesus,
要效法耶稣的榜样。
They must follow in the example of Jesus.
要愿意把生命舍弃。
They must be willing to deny and sacrifice their life.
为耶稣跟为福音。
For the sake of the gospel and for the sake of Lord Jesus Christ.
最后一定救他自己的生命，把生命再得回来。
And in the end, they will save their lives. They will regain their lives.
也就是说，借着跟从耶稣，我们才能够得到生命，真正的生命。
And which is to say that by following after Jesus, we will gain true life.
那这个生命是比全世界的财富更宝贵的。
And this life is more valuable than anything in this world.
因为三十六节他说，人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
Verse 36 says, For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?
37节，人还能拿什么换生命呢？
37, Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?
他这里所 提到的就是生命本身它的价值。
And so here talks about the value of one soul.
这个生命不是只是地面上的这个物质肉体的生命。
And so this life is not merely a life in this world.
这个生命是跟我们灵魂有关系的永生的问题。
But rather, this life is related to our soul and the concept of eternal life.
所以为福音，为耶稣基督。
And so for Jesus Christ and for the gospel.
如果我们愿意舍弃生命。
If we are willing to deny ourselves even to the point of losing our lives.
最后我们一定得到永生。
Then we shall in the end receive eternal life.
这是主耶稣的应许。
And that is the promise of Lord Jesus Christ.
那对于这个主的福音。
And so regarding the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ,
第三十八节主耶稣说
verse 38 Jesus says,
在这个淫乱罪恶的世代，把我和我的道当作可耻的，人子在他父的荣耀里同圣天使降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。
For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation of him, the Son of Man also will be ashamed when he comes into the glory of his Father with the holy angels.
这个主耶稣跟主耶稣的道理会被当作可耻的，这是可以预期的。
And so, that Jesus and his gospel, someone could be ashamed, was already known.
因为在这个罪恶淫乱的世代里面，大家会觉得说这是很荒谬的。
And so, because in this adulterous and sinful generation, this can be is considered shameful.
因为耶稣基督的福音，他要我们超越这个世界。
Because the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ desires that we transcend this world.
他要让我们看到的是更重要的天国的救恩呢。
He wants us to see the eternal life of heaven.
他要让我们了解，今天我们在世上这个生命实际上是暂时的。
This is to tell us that our lives in this world is merely temporary.
真正有价值、有意义的是那永远的生命。
What is truly valuable is what is eternal.
就是在这个肉体之外的永生。
And so this exists outside of this physical world.
所以当时主耶稣就这样子第一次跟门徒预告。
And so this is the first warning of Jesus.
要愿意舍己。
That you must deny yourself.
要为耶稣基督愿意世上生命。
And you must be willing to sacrifice your life for Jesus
Christ. 然后就会得到生命。
And then you shall gain your life.
因为他会复活。
Because he will resurrect.
他复活，我们才有希望。
And because he arises again, we have hope.
好，再看第九章。
We look at chapter 9.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
第三十一节。
Verse 31.
我们从第三十节开始读。
Mark chapter 9, starting from verse 30.
九章三十节，他们离开那地方，经过加利利，耶稣不愿人知道。
Verse 30, then they departed from there and passed through Galilee, and he did not want anyone to know it.
三十一节。
31.
于是教训门徒说，人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他，被杀以后，过三天他要复活。
For he taught his disciples and said to them, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and after he is killed, he will rise the third day.
32节。
32.
门徒却不明白这话，又不敢问他。
But they did not understand the saying and were afraid to ask him.
你看这一段信息啊，其实是主耶稣他行完了神迹之后，他把这个害癫痫病的孩子的这个鬼赶出去了。
And so these words were spoken by Jesus after Jesus performed the miracle of healing, of casting out demons from an epileptic child.
所以这个孩子他现在复原了。And
so now the child is restored back to himself.
那门徒当时候很惊讶，为什么？ 他们这样赶鬼赶不出去，主耶稣一句话就把这个鬼赶出去。
And so his disciples were amazed, saying, "How come we could not cast out this demon, and yet, you with one phrase could cast it out?"
那主耶稣就跟他们说，像这类的鬼，没有用禁食祷告是赶不出去的。
And so Jesus says to them, "This kind of this can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting."
这里提到的是要禁食祷告。
And this emphasizes on fasting prayer.
才有办法赶出鬼啊。
In order to cast out demons.
那讲完之后, 主耶稣接下去就教训门徒说, 他要被杀害, 3天之后要复活。
And so immediately after saying this, then he teaches his disciples that he would be killed and he would rise on the third day.
但是当时候门徒不明白, 到底是什么意思啊?
But the disciples, they could not understand what this meant.
其实主耶稣之前已经讲过了, 不是吗?
We already know for a fact that Jesus already taught them this before.
但是, 门徒他们就是不明白为什么主耶稣会被杀害。
The disciples could not comprehend why Jesus would be killed.
他三天要复活。
That on the third day he would rise again.
是怎么样叫做复活？
What does it mean to resurrect?
其实当时候门徒真的没有经历过的。
This is something that the disciples had never experienced before.
你看，从旧约时代我们看到有人没有经过死亡就升天。
When we look at throughout the Old Testament, the people who did not encounter death but ascended straight to heaven.
在挪亚之前的世代，以诺与神同行300年之后，神就直接把他取去升天了。
And so in the time of Noah, Enoch walked with God for 300 years, and so God took him directly to heaven.
他没有经过死亡，他就直接升天就不见了，身体就不见了。
And so Enoch did not die, but rather he was taken to heaven directly.
那挪亚之后，我们 我们知道先知以利亚也没有经过死亡，就直接被旋风升接上天去了。And
so we see after the time of Noah, the prophet Elijah, he was taken up in chariots of fire.
所以以利亚也没有经过死亡，就直接升到天上去，到神那边去。Elijah
did not encounter death, and he was taken away directly to heaven.
当时也是有许多人想要去找以利亚，找不到。
And many people were looking for Elijah, and yet they could not find him.
所以他们都没有经过死亡，直接升天的。
And so they did not encounter death, but they were taken to heaven directly.
那在旧约时代，有一些人从死里复活。
And in the Old Testament, there were those who resurrected from the dead.
这些从死里复活的人，他们活了之后，他们也死了。
Those who resurrected from the dead, even though they continued to live, they ultimately died again.
就好像当时候一个寡妇的儿子死了。
Just like the son of the widow, he died.
以利亚那个时代，以利亚祷告让这个孩子复活。
And so during the time of Elijah, Elijah prayed for the son, and the son resurrected.
但这个孩子生病死了又活起来，最后他也是死了。
So the son was sick, died, and even though he resurrected, he died again.
所以在主耶稣之前，没有人经历什么叫做从死里复活这件事情的。
And so before the time of Jesus, no one truly experienced true resurrection from the dead.
也就是说，真的身体不见了，是死了，但是身体又复活起来。
Which is to say that they died, but then they resurrected again.
然后之后就会升天去。
And then they ascended to heaven.
所以当时候，其实门徒他们不明白主耶稣所讲这句话的意思。
And so the disciples at this time, they could not understand the words of Jesus.
他们又不敢问他。
And yet they were afraid to ask him.
那为什么门徒他们当时不明白？
Why is it that the disciples could not understand?
其实我们如果看路加福音，我们就会发现。
And if we study the book of Luke, we can discover.
路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
路加福音九章,
Luke chapter 9.
45节,
verse 45.
同一件事情, 路加福音他在记录的时候,
and so the same recording in Luke.
第44节,
starting from verse 44.
你们要把这些话存在耳中, 因为人子将要被交在人手里。
Let these words sink down into your ears, for the Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of men.
45节,
45.
他们不明白这话，意思乃是隐藏的，叫他们不能明白，他们也不敢问这话的意思。
But they did not understand the saying, and it was hidden from them, so that they did not perceive it, and they were afraid to ask him about this saying.
这里说这个意思是隐藏，就是 这个人子要被交在人的手里，被杀害，三天之后复活。
And so here it says that this, this teaching that Jesus Christ would be betrayed into the hands of men and then resurrect after 3 days, the understanding was hidden from them.
哦，所以这个时候还没有到，有些事情他不会，人不能明白。
And so until an event fully occurs, before that man cannot comprehend.
所以我们看到今天我们对这个福音的认知啊，信仰的追求，有时候需要时间。
And so sometimes our understanding of the gospel requires some time.
我们需要圣灵的带领。
We also need the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
这个不是我们人有没有聪明的问题。
And this is not a question of how intelligent we are.
所以这个隐藏的真理要显明，这个需要圣灵打开。
And so for the revelation of the understanding that is hidden, it requires time and the Holy Spirit to open.
所以当时候门徒不明白主耶稣他说三天之后要复活什么意思。
And so the disciples did not understand what Jesus meant when he said he would die and resurrect in
3 days. 可是他们又不敢问了。
And yet they were afraid to ask.
所以其实表示说，其实门徒啊，他们自己也觉得说，主耶稣讲过那么多话，行过那么多真理，但是他们就是没有完全明白什么意思。
And so, which is to say that even though Jesus had performed many things and he had said many words, they could not understand all of it.
他们不敢问，也许怕主耶稣生气。
Maybe they were afraid of asking Jesus because they were afraid it would upset him.
因为主耶稣已经讲过很多次的。
Because Jesus has said this teaching many times.
他们还是不明白了。
And yet they could not understand.
那不明白就是那个时候主耶稣没讲话了。
And they did not understand, but Jesus did not say more.
我们再继续看马可福音第十章。
We look at Mark back at Mark chapter 10.
马可福音第十章
，Mark chapter 10，
我们看第三十一节
，verse
三十三节
，33，
三十三节，看呐，我们上耶路撒冷去，人子将要被交给祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪，交给外邦人。
Verse 33, Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him and, to death and deliver him to the Gentiles.
三十四节
，34，
他们要戏弄他。吐唾沫在他脸上，鞭打他，杀害他。过了三天，他要复活。
And they will mock him and scourge him and spit on him and kill him. And the third day he will rise again.
你看这一次主耶稣讲的更明白了。
And so here Jesus was more detailed in his explanation.
他是会被交在祭司长跟文士的手中。
That he will be betrayed to chief priests and to scribes.
要被定死罪。
And he will be condemned to death.
交给外邦人就是交给这个比拉多兵丁啊，把他钉十字架。
And he will be delivered to the Gentiles, meaning he will be delivered to Pontius Pilate to be condemned to be crucified.
然后这些兵丁要戏弄他，要吐唾沫在他脸上。
And then the soldiers who nailed him to the cross would mock him and spit on him.
最后要鞭打他，杀害他，把他钉十字架。
And they would scourge him and kill him and crucify him.
过三天，他要复活。
And on the third day, he will rise again.
这是第三次主耶稣跟他们都这样讲。
And this is the third time Jesus told the disciples.
但是如果我们看这个马可福音它的记录啊
，And if we look at the recording here in Mark，
那当时候接下去三十五节就是雅各、约翰哦，他们跟主耶稣求一件事。
And so continuing down, verse 35 talks about James and John. They make a request of Lord Jesus Christ.
第三十七节，他们说：“愿我们在你的荣耀里，一个坐在你的右边，一个坐在你的左边。”
Verse 37 says they asked Jesus, "Grant us that we may sit one on your right hand and the other on your left in your glory."
但三十八节，主耶稣说：“你们不知道你们所求是什么。”
Verse 38, but Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you ask."
我所喝的杯你们能喝吗？我所受的洗你们能受吗
？Are you able to drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?
那这个时候。你看门徒他们这两个门徒还说我们能 很勇敢的说我们能
And then right after these two disciples said yes we are able
但是主耶稣说我所喝的杯你们也要喝我所受的洗你们也要受没有错
Jesus said to them yes you will indeed drink the cup that I drink and with the baptism I am baptized with you will be baptized
四十节只是坐在我的左右不是我可以是的、啊、乃是为谁预备的就是给谁
Verse 40, but to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those whom it is prepared.
结果那十个门徒听见，他们就恼怒雅各跟约翰。
And then verse 41, and then when the ten heard it, they began to be greatly displeased with James and John.
我们看到的就是这两个门徒他们听到主耶稣说他三天之后要复活。
And so we see these two disciples, they heard that after Jesus said he would resurrect after 3 days.
但是他们现在期待的是说，诶，在这个神的国度里面，这个兄弟两个人，一个坐左边，一个坐主耶稣右边。
But what they desire is that in this new kingdom, the two brothers, one would sit on the right and one would sit on the left.
他们所求的是在神的荣耀里面有份，能够被重用。
They desire to be in the glory of God, to be used by God.
但是主耶稣跟他们说，你们不知道在求什么。
But Jesus says, you do not know what you ask for.
也就是说，要在进神的荣耀里，其实要先能够喝主耶稣的杯，受主耶稣的洗。
And which is to say that if you want to enter into the glory, you must be able to drink the cup that Jesus drinks and be baptized with the baptism of Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣所喝的杯是苦杯。
And so the cup that Jesus drinks is a cup of bitterness.
是要能够忍受戏弄，忍受人家的羞辱。
And it requires you to endure the mocking of others.
要为了福音的缘故，要非常坚定，一点都不退缩，不害怕的。
That you are must be determined in following after the gospel, that there is no room for fear.
所以要成为主的门徒，要愿意受苦。
And so, in order to be a disciple of Lord Jesus Christ, you must suffer.
要看主耶稣他怎么样忍受这个苦难，最后能够进入荣耀里。
And we must observe how Jesus endured the suffering and how he endured to the end.
主耶稣他说，你们要受我的洗。
And so Jesus says that you must be baptized with the baptism.
因为他说我所受的洗，你们能受吗？
And so he asked, "Are you able to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized?"
三十九节，我所受的洗，你们也要受。
Verse 39 says that with the baptism I am baptized with, you will be baptized.
你看这里主耶稣所受的洗是什么？
And so what is the baptism of Lord Jesus Christ?
这真的是火洗，这个是火的试炼。
And so this is the baptism by fire. It is the trial by fire.
哦，所以你看今天我们在圣经里面看到，其实如果讲洗礼啊，至少有四种洗。
And so when we talk about baptism in the Bible, there are at least four forms of baptism.
第一种洗就是施洗约翰的洗礼。
The first form of baptism is the baptism of John the Baptist.
那这个是悔改的洗。
And that is the baptism of repentance.
就是为耶稣基督预备道路的。
And this is the preparation of the coming of Lord Jesus Christ.
接下来就是耶稣基督的洗礼。
And then after that is the baptism of Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣的洗礼就是要让我们经过赦罪的洗。
And the baptism of Lord Jesus Christ is for the remission of sins.
但是受洗完之后，我们要经过道理的洗礼。
And so after we are baptized, then we need to go through baptism of the Word of God.
我们先看一下这个道理的洗礼，就是在以弗所书第五章。
And so if we look in the Bible, Ephesians chapter 5, it talks about baptism of the truth.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第五章，看第二十六节。
Chapter 5, verse 26.
第五章二十六节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26.
要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
That he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of the water by the word.
二十七节，可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
Verse 27, that he might present her to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she might be holy and without blemish.
这里所提到的洗就是道理的洗。
And so here, when it talks about baptism, it's talking about the sanctification by the word of God.
也就是说，借着真理能够让我们越来越圣洁。
And which is to say that the truth allows us to be cleaner.
能够真的成为荣耀的教会。
That we may be truly a glorious church.
所以今天我们接受耶稣基督的宝血的赦罪洗之后。
And so today when we receive the baptism of Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins.
我们需要不断的在真理上学习，能够借着真理道，神的道，让我们成为洁净。
And so we must continue to grow in the word, and that allows us to be sanctified and cleansed.
那这个就是另外一种洗礼。
And that is another form of baptism.
那主耶稣他要给我们另外一种洗礼。
And so the other form of baptism that Jesus gives us.
我们看约翰福音第一章。
We look at John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
第三十三节
，verse 33。
我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。
Verse 33, I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptized with the Holy Spirit.
这里提到主耶稣基督要用圣灵给我们施洗。
And so here it talks about Lord Jesus Christ would baptize us with the Holy Spirit.
那这个就是我们受洗完之后要领受圣灵的浸。
And so after we are baptized, we are to receive the Holy Spirit.
用圣灵让我们得到更新。
And we would receive renewal through the Holy Spirit.
圣灵也成为我们得天国基业的凭据。
And the Holy Spirit would be the guarantee of our entrance into the everlasting life.
所以我们信主之后。
And so after we believe in Lord Jesus Christ,
必然要接受主耶稣这个圣灵的洗。
We must receive the baptism of Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个圣灵就是神给我们的礼物。
And the Holy Spirit is the reward given to us by Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督他接受洗礼之后，他会领受圣灵。
And so Jesus, after he was baptized, he received the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵就像鸽子一样降在他身上。
That the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus as a dove.
好，所以主耶稣基督用圣灵施洗。
And so, Jesus baptized with the Holy Spirit.
我们再看一下马太福音第三章。
We look back at Matthew chapter 3.
马太福音第三章。
Matthew chapter 3.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
马太福音三章十一节。
Matthew chapter 3 verse 11.
这是施洗约翰他所讲的话。
These are the words spoken by John the Baptist.
十一节，我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改。但那在我以后来的，能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋也不配。他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
Verse 11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with Holy Spirit and fire.
你看这里特别提到说，耶稣基督要用火给我们施洗。
And so here it says that Jesus Christ will baptize us with fire.
这个火的洗礼其实就是用借着苦难让我们把一些杂质除掉。
And so the fire is actually a baptism that removes away the chaff.
所以今天我们信主跟从耶稣基督以后，
And so today after we believe in Lord Jesus Christ and we follow him,
其实我们可以期待的就是我们会遇到艰难困苦。
What we can expect is that we will encounter difficulties and sufferings.
因为有时候我们常常会说信主之后哇一切都很顺利。
Many times people will believe that, oh, once I am baptized, then all will be well and smooth.
其实绝大部分都不是这样。
But actually, the most of the time, this is not true.
受洗之后会遇到一些挑战。
That after we are baptized, we will encounter difficulties.
受洗之后我们领受圣灵。
That after we are baptized, we receive the Holy Spirit.
我们领受圣灵的应许，我们一定要得到圣灵的洗。
That after we receive the promise of the Holy Spirit, we must receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵就赐给我们力量。
And so the Holy Spirit will grant us power.
那接下去我们也会遇到一些挑战。
And so we may encounter struggles.
所以这里的火洗就是我们遇到苦难。
And so here it talks about baptism of fire. It is the suffering that we face.
我们信主之后，当我们遇到苦难的时候
，And after we are baptized and we encounter suffering,
我们就会成长。
Then we shall grow.
所以我们的信仰成熟，其实是借着各种不同的挑战而达到的。
And so for the maturation of our faith, it is through many struggles that we are able to achieve this.
这是当时候主耶稣他跟门徒预告。
And so this is what Jesus had told his disciples.
也就是说他要被钉十字架，三天之后复活。
That after he was crucified to the cross, on the third day he would resurrect.
那他在每一次预言的时候，他都有一段的信息在说明他复活的重点。
And so after every teaching, he has a message emphasizes.
也就是说，你看马可福音第十章
，We look back at Mark chapter 10.
他跟门徒说，三天之后他要复活。
And so here Jesus says he reminds his disciples that about the resurrection on the third day.
可是当时候的门徒他们期待能够进入神的荣耀里。
And so the disciples, the apostles, they wanted to go into the glory of Lord Jesus Christ.
但是进入神的荣耀，事实上是要经过苦难。
But actually, to enter into the glory of God, it requires suffering.
要受耶稣的洗。
That you must. It requires the baptism of Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣即将接受这个火炼。
that that it is a training by fire.
最后他要把他的生命舍弃。
That he must give up his life.
他就重新得到荣耀。
And then he shall once again receive glory.
今天我们要跟从主人，就是要跟着主耶稣这个路线。
And so if we want to follow Jesus Christ today, we also have to follow the same path.
当时候我们从马可福音就真的看出来。至少雅各跟约翰那时候不明白主耶稣所讲的话的意思。
And so when we look at this passage, James and John at that moment they did not understand what Jesus was saying.
所以他们两个话所讲，他们两个人所讲的话，就让十个门徒就很生气了。
Because what they said upset the other 10 disciples who heard.
因为显然的，他们两个期待能够坐在主耶稣的左右边。
Because it was their hope that they could sit on Lord Jesus Christ on the right hand and his left hand.
那另外十个人想想，一定说，那你们两个都是当头的。
And so the other 10 disciples who heard it think that, oh, then you want to be the leader.
哦，那所以那十个人要坐哪里呢？
And so what about the rest of the other 10?
那表示说，其实对在神国里的所谓的荣耀，他们是用人间的想法去想象的。
And so when they think of the glory of God, they use it in a, they think of it in a human perspective.
其实最主要的是，那能够跟主耶稣一同受他这种火炼的洗的人，就得荣耀了。
And so, but those who are willing, but really though, those who are willing to receive the baptism of fire, they are able to share in the glory of God.
这主耶稣这连续这三次跟在马可福音里面跟门徒预言他的要被钉十字架跟三天复活。
And so in three consecutive times, Jesus talks to his disciples in the book of Mark about his death and his resurrection.
我说我们看第十六章。
We look at Mark chapter 16.
现在这些妇人呢，他们听看到看到这个事实，也听到这个少年人说耶稣已经复活了，他们就很害怕。
So the women, when they heard young man, or when they saw the young man, they were alarmed.
那他们很害怕，表示他们对之前主耶稣所讲的话没有明白。
They were alarmed because they did not understand what Jesus had told them in the past.
好了，那现在这个第十六章的第七节。
And chapter 16, verse 7.
这个少年人就是这个天使，他说：“你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得说。”他在你们以先要往加利利去，在那里在那里你们要见他，正如他从前所告诉你们的。
And so in verse 7, the young man who is the angel says, but go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said to you.
他这里说你们去告诉他的门徒。
He says, go tell his disciples.
那他。他的话，这个话就是主耶稣在十四章的时候曾经讲过的。
And so this phrase is a repeat of what Jesus said in chapter 14.
我们看十四章的二十八节。
We look at chapter 14, verse 28.
十四章二十八节。
Mark chapter 14, verse 28.
但我复活以后，要在你们以先往加利利去。
But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee.
当时候主耶稣已经说了这个牧人会被击打，羊就会分散。
And so Jesus had already said that I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered.
但是我复活以后要在你们之先往加利利去了。
But he continues, but after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee.
那这句话你看，天使就跟妇人说，赶快去告诉彼得。
And so this phrase is what, what the angel tells the women, saying, go tell his disciples and Peter.
结果十六章的第八节你看这些妇人就出来了，他们从坟墓那里逃跑，又发抖又惊奇，什么也不告诉人，因为他们害怕。
Verse 8, so they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid.
那这个就是当时候这些妇女们他们的反应。
And so this is the reaction of the women.
对主耶稣基督复活这件事情，他们真的非常的惊奇。
That they were truly alarmed by the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ.
这是一个大消息。
And this is a great proclamation of good news.
我们在读马可福音十六章的时候
，As we study Mark chapter 16,
到十六节到第八节以后。
Up until verse 8.
跟第九节我们如果看
And then if we look at verse 9.
在第七日的第一日清早，耶稣复活了，就先向抹大拉的玛利亚显现，然后耶稣从他身上曾赶出七个鬼。
Verse 9, now when he arose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven demons.
在有一些抄本在有一些新约圣经的古抄本里面， 没有第九节到第二十节这一段。
And so in some versions of the Bible, they omit verses 9 to 20.
就是说九有一些抄本有九节到二十节这一段，有一些抄本是没有的。
Which is to say, some versions have verses 9 to 20, and some versions omit 9 to 20.
那表示这个古抄本的时候，有一些信息是不见的。
And which is to say that when they were transcribing the message, some of it disappeared.
那他们不见的时候，第九节以后，在有些抄本里面，他们又加了一段的结论。
And so, which is say when they were writing it down, they added the conclusion starting from verse 9.
他们的结论就是门徒就出去传讲这个神国的福音。
And the conclusion is that the disciples went out and preached the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ.
然后主耶稣就跟他们同在。
And Lord Jesus was with them.
哦，所以我们看到圣经第九节，它的描述好像是重新讲过一次。
And so, and it seems as if it is a repeat.
哦，因为他特别提到说，第七日，七日第一日清早，耶稣复活。
Because it begins in verse 9, it says, "Now when he rose early on the first day of the week."
他向抹大拉的玛利亚显现，因为抹大拉的玛利亚就是之前这他们三个带香膏要去膏耶稣的妇人之一。
So he appeared first to Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene is one of the three women who brought spices to anoint Jesus.
那现在以抹大拉的玛利亚来做代表，然后他去向主的门徒传扬这个耶稣复活的消息。
And so Mary Magdalene works as a representative to tell the disciples of the news.
那当时候第十节特别说，门徒正在哀痛哭泣。
And verse 10 says the disciples were at that time were mourning and weeping.
也就是说，他们对主耶稣被抓去钉十字架这件事情，他们觉得不能接受。
Which is to say that they had a hard time accepting that Jesus would have been captured and crucified.
但第十一节，他们听见耶稣活了，被玛利亚看见，却是不信。
But in verse 11 it says, and when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe.
他们听玛利亚这样讲，他们不相信耶稣复活。
They heard Mary Magdalene speak these words, but they did not believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
这就看到我们人的小信。
And this tells us how small man's faith is.
今天我们其实每个人信心都很小的。
And actually, everyone's faith is very small.
很多时候，如果我们说我们没有自己看到，我们就不信。
Many times, if we do not see it for ourselves, then we do not believe.
但是事实上想一想，就是我们自己看到了，可能也不信。
But if we think about it, even if we see it, we may not believe.
那当时候，抹大拉的玛利亚，他们不是看到了吗？
And if we look at Mary Magdalene, didn't they not see?
但是他们那时候也是很害怕。
But at that time, they were very afraid.
他们跑出来告诉门徒。
And so they came out and they told the disciples.
门徒听他这样描述也不信。
And the disciples heard that he was alive and had been seen, but they did not believe.
他们这个不信要怎么解决？
And so how do you overcome this unbelief?
第十二节。
Verse 12.
你看这里记载的。从十二节到十三节，这个是在路加福音二十四章有详细描述的。
And so, the event here in Mark chapter 16, verse 13, 12 and 13 is also recorded in Luke chapter 24.
这是主耶稣向两个门徒显现的时候。
And so this is when Jesus reveals himself to two of the disciples.
那这两个门徒就跑去告诉其余的门徒，其余的门徒也是不信。
And so these two disciples, after they hear it, they tell the rest of the disciples who do not believe.
因为主耶稣变的形象就是主耶稣复活之后，他成了一个荣耀的形象，向这两个门徒显现的。
Because when Jesus, after he resurrected, he appeared in another form, and which is a glorious form in which he appeared to the two disciples.
这两个门徒后来明白，哇，这个跟他们同行的这个人就是耶稣。
And so these two disciples, after Jesus appeared to them, they understood that Jesus was the one who was speaking.
他们跑回来跟门徒报告。
And so they told the disciples.
但是其余的门徒他们就是不信。
But the rest of the disciples, they just did not believe.
好了，看第十四节。
And if we look at verse 14.
后来十一个门徒坐席的时候，耶稣向他们显现，责备他们的不信，心里刚硬，因为他们不信那些在他复活以后看见他的人。
Verse 14, later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen.
那这里这个就是主耶稣他亲自啊来跟门徒显现的。
And so here Jesus
跟使徒了。
Here Jesus appears himself to the disciples.
这个其实是如果从其他的福音书去对照看呢、啊，是他们门关起来的时候，主耶稣突然出现的。
And so if you compare all the Gospels together, it is actually when the apostles were all together with the doors closed, Jesus appeared to them.
那时候主耶稣就责备他们的不信。
And so at that time, Jesus rebukes their unbelief.
他说你们的心里刚硬。
And he rebukes their hardness of hearts.
因为他们不信那些在他们以后，在他复活以后看见他的人。
Because they did not believe those who had seen him.
你看今天许多的信息呢，其实是我们从别人所讲的、啊、我们领受是从别人所传给我们的。
Many times today, the messages we hear are passed on to us from other people.
你看，如果我们的心里刚硬的时候，我们就是没办法接受。
And when our hearts are hardened, we cannot accept this message.
那个时候，这些门徒、啊、他们不信玛利亚，这些看到。到那个现，到了坟墓里面看到主耶稣身体复活以后，这个事实，他们所讲的这段信息，他们不信。
And so at that time, the disciples, when they heard the message from Mary Magdalene and the women, who they themselves physically had with their own eyes had seen the empty tomb, told them they still did not believe.
所以主耶稣就责备他们说：“你们为什么不信呢？”
And so Jesus rebukes them, saying, "How could you not believe?"
而且为什么你们心里刚硬呢
？Why are you hardened in your hearts?
所以其实我们想一想、我们要祈求神、哦、给我们一个、柔软的心、啊、
And so if we think about it, we need to ask God to give us a softened heart.
时常我们的内心是刚硬不信的。
Many times our hearts are hardened.
有人告诉我们一些见证，我们也可能觉得只是参考而已。
Many times people tell us testimonies, but we just use this as for our references only.
我们人通常都是凭眼见，不是凭信心的。
Oftentimes goes by sight, not by faith.
但是我们今天对主耶稣复活这件事情，一定要凭信心领受。
But regarding the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we need to rely on our faith.
我们信主以前，我们可能都是凭眼见。
Before we believed, maybe we live by sight.
但是信主之后，我们一定要凭信心。
But after we believe, we must live by faith.
因为 有些事情真的是要靠信心领受。
Because many things we need to accept out of faith.
我们来看一下哥林多后书。
If we look at 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
这从第一节开始。
Starting from verse 1.
他告诉我们人有复活的盼望。
In verse 1, it tells us that we have the hope of resurrection.
第五章第一节说，我们原知道我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，必得神所造，不是人手所造，在天上永存的房屋。
Verse 1, for we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
第二节说，我们在这个帐篷里叹息，深想得那从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服。
Verse 2, for in this tent we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven.
第三节，倘若穿上，被遇见的时候，就不至于赤身了。
Verse 3, if indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked.
第四节，我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦，并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个，好叫这必死的生命。必死的被生命吞灭了。
Verse 4, for we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed that mortality may be swallowed up by life.
这几节圣经告诉我们，今天我们、有复活的盼望，我们 有改变成为灵体的、盼望。
And so these verses tell us that we have the hope of resurrection, we have the hope of becoming a spiritual being.
我们最后能够像耶稣基督、复活改变。
And that we can be like Jesus Christ who is resurrects and he transforms.
我们最后是能够、住在神的荣耀里。
That in the end we can live in the glory of God.
这里说的地上的帐篷就是我们现在的肉身。
And so here it says this tent is our referring to our physical body.
有一天我们这个帐篷都会拆毁。
That one day this tent shall be destroyed.
但是最后我们都能够得到神所造的永存的房屋，就是这个属灵的身体。
But one day we will have a building from God, a house not made with hands.
我们在这个帐篷里面叹息，就是我们带的肉体时常会有一些病痛。
And in this body, in this tent, we groan because we know in this body we have pains and suffering.
但最后我们都会愿意能够改变啊，成为灵体复活，像耶稣一样。
But we have a desire to be transformed into a spiritual form, just like Jesus Christ.
那这个就是会让我们对将来永生有盼望的。
And so this is teaching us about a hope for the eternal life.
我们如果看四章的第十七节，就会发现我们现在肉体的痛苦都是自战自清的。
And so if we look at chapter 4, verse 17, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
但是将来我们复活能够像耶稣基督一样的时候，我们得到的是极重无比永远的荣耀。
And so the glory that we receive with Jesus Christ after this life, it is a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
有这个复活的盼望之后，
and then after we have this hope of resurrection,
其实我们的行事为人就会不一样。
Then our actions and our deeds will be different.
所以第五章的第七节特别说啊，
and so in chapter 5 verse 7 it tells us,
因为我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
For we walk by faith, not by sight.
那第八节
，verse 8，
我们坦然无惧，是更愿意离开身体与主同住。
We are confident, yes, well pleased rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord.
第九节，所以无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦。
9. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to Him.
耶稣基督复活带给我们盼望。
And so the resurrection of Jesus Christ gives us hope.
我们将来会像他一样。
That we may be like him in the future.
那因此我们要立志凡事得主的喜悦。
And so we must be determined to be well pleasing to Jesus Christ.
那得主的喜悦我们现在再看回来马可福音第十六章。
And so to be well pleasing to Jesus Christ, we return back to Mark chapter 16.
你来看主耶稣他怎么说。
Let's see what Jesus says.
他告诉我们当做什么。
What does Jesus teach us?
就算当时候门徒还不信。
And so even though the disciples did not believe,
第十六章的第十五节
Mark chapter 16 verse 15,
他又对他们说，你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。
And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
他要门徒往普天下去，出去传。
And so Jesus desires that his disciples go into all the world.
传什么？传福音呢？
And to preach, and preach what? Preach the gospel.
那这个福音的内容，第十六节说，信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
And so the content of this gospel is found in verse 16, that he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will not be condemned.
那所以现在主耶稣托付门徒的使命，这个传福音的使命，是在他们呢还不信的时候就给他们的。
And so Jesus Christ here gives the disciples his commission while they are still unbelieving.
等到他们去传的时候，
and as they go out to preach,
他们的信心就越来越增加。
Then their faith continues to grow.
因为他们会经历主所应许的这个神迹奇事随着的这个恩典。
Because they will experience the accompanying signs and miracles.
他们出去传的时候才发现主与他们同在。
And then as they go out to preach everywhere, they will experience that the Lord is working with them.
其实主耶稣他复活升天以后，
and actually after Jesus died and resurrected,
他升天以后，他并不是说他就坐在那边不做事了。
And as after he ascended to heaven, it's not that he did nothing.
他其实是跟着门徒一起在工作的。
But rather he is always working with the disciples.
所以今天主耶稣他这个福音要继续的传扬。
And so the disciple, we must still continue to preach.
是透过门徒愿意遵照他的吩咐。
And so we must preach according to his commands.
所以主耶稣与他们同工。
And so Jesus worked with them.
他们这个门徒他们是出去传扬神的福音呢。
And so these disciples, they went out preaching the gospel, the message of the gospel.
那有主的同工之后，我们就看到神迹奇事随着了。
And so when the Lord was working with them, we see that there are accompanying signs and
miracles. 所以重点是门徒传的福音。
And so the emphasis is on the disciples went out to preach the gospel.
他们所传的如果是真的主的真道，神的道理。
And if they truly preach the word of God.
那最后神一定用神迹来印证。
then God would truly use the signs and miracles to accompany as a guarantee.
这个时候我们会发现这个道理就是又真又活的。
Then we will see that this teaching, this word is true and living.
那第十七节这里提到这个神迹是什么？
And verse 17 tells us what these signs are.
他第十七节说，就是奉我的名赶鬼，说新方言。
Verse 17 says, "In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak new tongues."
第十八节说，手能拿蛇，或喝了什么毒物也必不受害。手按病人，病人就必好了。
Verse 18, "They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover."
当我们传福音的时候
，as we preach the gospel，
这是主耶稣的应许。
This is the promise of Jesus Christ.
能够奉他的名赶鬼。
That in the name of Jesus Christ, we can cast out demons.
也就是说，主的名是有权柄的。
Which is to say that with the name of Lord Jesus Christ, there is great authority.
所以，就算鬼也要俯伏在耶稣基督的这个尊名底下。
That even demons shall bow down at the name of Jesus Christ.
然后他说会说新方言。
And they will speak with new tongues.
所以今天我们奉主的名祷告，领受圣灵。
Today, when we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, we receive the Holy Spirit.
那我们讲灵言的时候
，and when we speak in tongues,
那这个就是一种神迹啊。
This in itself is a miracle.
其实我们今天领受圣灵，每个人都经历神迹。每一次祷告的时候，你在经历神迹。
So every time we kneel down to pray, we are experiencing a miracle.
有时候我们会觉得说，那我这个讲灵言。我自己听不懂到底在讲什么。
Many people will say that every time I pray in tongues, I don't know what I'm talking about.
其实神灵言就是在这个就是圣灵在替我们祷告。
In speaking in tongues is actually God praying on our behalf.
我们有位弟兄他得圣灵的时候。
There was a brother after he received the Holy Spirit.
他一直不能够明白说，哎，这个他在讲灵言，是都在卷动，到底在讲什么？
And so he was curious that when he prayed speaking in tongues, what is he talking about?
他信主一段时间之后，他甚至怀疑起他自己讲灵言了。
And so even when he prayed in tongues, he was questioning whether he was praying in
tongues. 他觉得有必要吗？我一定要这样子用灵言祷告吗？
And so he was saying that, is this really necessary that every time I pray, do I need to pray in tongues?
因为我自己也不知道祷告什么。
Because I don't know what I'm praying about.
也就是说，他自己听不懂他自己的灵言在讲什么。
So, which is say he did not understand what he was his praying in tongues.
有一次，主耶稣就让他明白了。
And one time, Jesus allowed him to understand.
他有一次跟他的妻子还有几位姐妹透过网络一起聚会。
One time, he was having a service online with his wife and others.
那他们读完圣经之后，他们一起祷告。
After they studied the Bible, they knelt down to pray.
祷告的时候，他们就电脑都开着，大家都听，彼此都听到对方祷告的声音。
And so, as they knelt down to pray, they left the computer on, so they all could hear each other praying.
那时候他祷告的时候，他其实用灵言的祷告的。
And at that time, he was praying in tongues.
那所有人都是得圣灵，都用灵言祷告。
Everybody had received the Holy Spirit, so they were praying in tongues.
可是突然之间，他又听到。在电脑里面，一位姐妹。
And then he suddenly heard in the over the computer there was a sister.
这位姐妹她在祷告里面念了一串的名字。
In the sister as she was praying, she listed out a series of names.
就是好多人好多的名字的。
Just a number of names.
那主啊，求你帮助这个人，这个人，这个人，这个人。
And so she was praying, "Oh Lord, please pray. We pray for this person."
这个整个祷告从大概五到七分钟，她就听到这个姐妹一直在讲很多名字，主耶稣，你要帮助这个人。这个姐妹，这个弟兄，怎样怎样的
？And for the duration of the prayer, which was about 5 to 7 minutes, he heard the sister's prayer to ask God to take care of this person, this brother, this sister.
那到最后，他还有一个结论说：“主啊，求你帮助我们所有的人。”
And then the final conclusion of the prayer was, "Lord, please God watch over everyone."
那祷告结束以后
，And so after the conclusion of the prayer，
他就觉得很奇怪，他问他的太太说：“你刚才有没有听到某一个姐妹一直在念很多名字
？”And so he was confused. So he asked his wife, "Did you hear a sister list out a series of names?"
但是他的太太说没有哦，那个姐妹都是用灵言祷告啊。
And his wife said, "No, I didn't hear anything. That sister was using, was praying in tongues."
但那时候他就觉得他是耳朵听错了。
And so at that time, he thought he misunderstood.
后来隔一天呢，他们就去问这个姐妹。
And so the next day, they asked the sister,
你昨天在祷告的时候你在祷告什么?
During that prayer that from the day before, what were you praying
你是用灵恩祷告还是用悟性祷告?
Were you praying in tongue or in understanding?
那个姐妹就说她是用灵恩祷告。
And so the sister said she was praying in tongue.
那她问她说, 你在祷告什么内容?
And so they asked the sister, what were you praying
那个姐妹就说, 她就为很多的弟兄姐妹在祷告。
And so the sister said she was praying for many of the brothers and sisters.
她念了好多的名字。
And she listed out many names.
然后最后, 她就说, 我就祷告, 求神帮助所有的弟兄姐妹。
And then her conclusion of her prayer was that she asked God to watch over all the brothers and sisters.
她在灵里面祷告的内容就是这位弟兄, 她在用耳朵所听到的完全一样的内容。
And so all the things that she prayed for, all the names that she had listed, and the content of her prayers, they matched what the brother had heard.
那这个就是说今天, 这个灵言祷告真的是在讲说神的奥秘呢?
And so truly the speaking in tongues is talking of the mysteries of God.
这个所说的新方言其实用圣灵的祷告的。
And so this new tongues is actually praying with the Holy Spirit.
所以今天我们得圣灵以后,
And so today after we receive the Holy
Spirit, 其实我们每一天都要经历这个神的神迹。
Every day we are experiencing the miracle of
God. 因为我们本来都不会这样祷告。
Because we would not normally pray like
that. 但这是因为耶稣复活了。
But because Jesus Christ has resurrected,
他升到天上去,
that he has ascended to heaven,
他就把圣灵降下来,
he has sent down the Holy Spirit.
所以得圣灵在印证耶稣是复活的,
that after we receive the Holy Spirit, that is a guarantee, a proof that Jesus Christ is resurrected.
这个圣灵就是真的是来帮助我们更新的,
and so this Holy Spirit helps us to be renewed.
要让我们对将来得救有把握的,
that we are assured of our salvation.
所以神的神迹呢, 包括让我们可以胜过魔鬼, 让我们可以说出新方言。
And so the signs of God, the signs and miracles are that we can cast out demons and we can speak with new tongues.
16、18节说我们得到神的保护。
And verse 18 talks about that we have the protection of God.
在意外的时候我们可以不会受害。
That in moments of disaster, we will not be harmed.
我们祷告的时候会发生功效。
That our prayer shall be effective.
所以手按病人, 病人就必好了, 这就是说明祷告的功效。
And so that when we lay hands on the sick, they will recover. And that is talking about the effectiveness of our prayer.
所以主耶稣告诉门徒, 要出去传。
And so Jesus says that you must tell the disciples that they must go out
出去传的时候,
to preach. And after they preach,
他们就经历主耶稣的同工。
Then they will feel the abidance and the working that Jesus Christ is working with them.
信仰就会成长了。
And their faith shall grow.
教会就会建立了。
And the church shall be established.
所以第20节他特别强调。
And so in verse 20, it emphasizes
门徒出去到处宣传福音。
And the disciples went out and preached everywhere.
愿我们都能够这样子。 出去传讲主耶稣的福音。
And so may we be like this as well, that we would go out and preach everywhere.
我们能够得到神的喜悦。
That we may find favor in the eyes of God.
把这个福音传给万民听。
That the message of God may be preached to all everywhere.
凡属神的羊就会听到神的声音。
That the sheep that belong to God shall hear his voice.
一起来唱诗。
So let's all sing a hymn.
478首。
478.